Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Sans Fans Radio, acting salty.
Just real quick before we get to the episode, we're being sponsored by Geek Fuel. Exhausted after a troublesome dungeon? Well, refuel with Geek Fuel. Just go to geekfuel.com/SansFans and sign up today to get $50 worth of amazing nerdy stuff, including t-shirts, comic books, bobbleheads, and more for only $14, as well as your very own The Flash. That's geekfuel.com/SansFans. Also, we're going to be running a little D&Ds for Nerds art competition. So if you have some artistic talent or just want to join the fun, pick your favorite D&Ds for Nerds characters, moment, place, scenario, whatever, and create your masterpiece. Then email it to sanspantsradio@gmail.com and you'll go into the draw to work with Adam to create an NPC for our next side quest or fifth ed adventure, as well as receive an advanced copy of the Season 2 USB tape. Entries close February 29th and the winner is announced sometime in March. So get drawing. Finally, Sans Pants is busting out another live show, so if you're in Melbourne on the 18th of February, come on down to the Eureka Hotel. Doors open at 6:30 and we start talking at 7. Seek. Now enjoy the show. Hey, welcome to episode 5 of D&D Side Quests. I'm Jackson Bailey, playing the part of Atticus Bluebird.
I'm Joel Zabbitt, playing the part of Nathaniel Kraken.
I don't really have a character voice. I'm Leo James, and I'll be playing Ira Thornborough.
British is character enough.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Adam. I'll be playing the DM.
Previously.
Crack, snap, you break the wheel off. The ship hits water.
Oh, God.
The ship bounces off, slams into the balloon.
Bap-Bap turns to you, Ira, and he says, "What happens in the mirror?" You lost it.
Anyone else in this crowd isn't prepared to follow this crazy man's plan to catch a white griffin. That's what's in store for you, all right?
That's a very big hole. Very, inconvenient. Yeah. You know, this metal here, he pats the metal. Solid platinum. I don't know if you know this, but platinum doesn't really buckle that easily. You want to find the white griffin.
Of course I do, Bap-Bap. It's my dream.
You know I'll be keeping an eye on all of you. If I see any wavering in your commitment, just know that there are worse things than being thrown overboard from 5,000 feet in the air.
Bap-Bap points a finger, Paula's head explodes. You're sailing for a couple hours, back the direction you came previously, and you see the you see the back end of the storm that you just left. You're catching up to it pretty quickly. Over the tannoy, Bap-Bap yells, "Everyone, get ready! This is it."
Wait, we're going back into the storm.
I yelled said that the before.
Yes, it makes the. You're standing next to him.
Oh, right. Well,
yes, it makes the storm.
I didn't see.
Do you not remember? You said you read it in a book.
I don't remember a lot of things these days, but yeah, all right. No, that sounds fine. Good.
All right then.
I'd like to, not in like a menacing way, but am I near you, Nathaniel?
No, he's in the balloon.
Oh, okay, never mind then. I wanted to be like, there's a lot of weakness on this boat. Not in like a, like, hey, you're next. Just being like, what an observation. There's a lot of weakness on this boat, I've noticed in the last couple of days.
Hey, what I got Solana to do? She's helping Tom.
Cool.
Yeah, so Solana's downstairs helping Tom.
All right, cool. I'm standing with him at the... at the harpoon.
Cool.
Good.
So another like tense couple minutes pass, and then bang, you're in the storm again. The ship starts rocking a bit. Ira,
yes.
You gotta hold the thing. The steering wheel has like been hastily welded, but like put back into place.
Good.
Good. You're hoping it's glue and not homunculi that was used, but you don't know, to be honest.
I just have this image, Zamet, of you, like, the ship crashing into a griffin as this little wizard's like, boom, and flies out. After bigger and better things. All right. Anyway, sorry. Also, whenever we go into the storm, does anybody else imagine, like, in Mad Max Fury Road, whenever they go into the storm, it's just like, quiet. That's what I always imagine. Just letting everyone know.
You, like, bounce off the storm. You're like, so you were going straight at it, but with a like bone-shattering, teeth-rattling jerk, you instead are thrown into like a perpendicular alignment with the storm. And instead you have to like slowly ease your way in.
Okay.
You do that because over the tannoy, Bap Bap shouts, "Don't fail me again!"
Okay.
Bap Bap points downwards, and with the spell similar to the one that he used to kill Tolod, he like shoots just downwards into the ship. Like a burst of energy shatters near or through the bridge.
Oh, wow.
It like wasn't even close to you, but
the message is clear.
Yeah.
How many homunculi are in the balloon with me?
A good maybe. Ah, oh, I know your plan now. A good maybe 100.
Good.
Okay, you like start slowly easing your way into the storm now. You're like, it's like just like it was before. The storm has not changed or weakened in the slightest.
Question.
Yeah.
So there's a balloon, and there's like a little entranceway. Yeah? Like to get into the balloon.
Oh,
so there's like a ladder.
Yeah.
And if I was to say, cause a fire thing in the balloon, what happens? I'm just putting it out there. Just putting it out there. Just as a little thought experiment to myself, maybe to Betsy. Be like, just thinking.
It's hard to
thinking,
say.
Betsy, what happens if I maybe, you know, put a just
between your own understanding and some of the explanations that Bat has given you, it could cause a change. You don't want to be inside the balloon when that happens. You maybe don't even want to be inside the ship when that happens.
Right.
An explosion in one of them would easily trigger the other two. And that would just, like, you'd plummet immediately. Actually, you know what? Pretty much guaranteed, at this height, everyone dies.
Hmm. All right, Betsy, let's not do that. We'll put a pin in that one. Because quite frankly, I think we need to... Ooh. Let's just see where this goes.
Write it out. Let's just see
what happens, because I don't know if we're going to make this one out alive. We've lived a good life. I mean, 50 years in Orkishis, that's pretty good. Maybe we can try and take some of these cunts with us. I mean, that's probably the best idea. Okay, Betsy, let's do this.
Hi, Zalos.
Hi.
Oh, lucky. Okay. You keep going through.
Can Bap Bap read my mind? What was that roll for?
Anyway.
No, what?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Don't worry. The next time we come back to you, you'll learn pretty quickly what that roll was for.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, so you need to keep control.
Shall do.
It's a nosedive. You're
oh,
in a nosedive.
Oh, goodness.
Again, like Shall a not. Massive gust. Boom, hits you.
Jeez.
And it's like a hand is just pushing the front of it down. It's it's not even a contest. You can't. You just do not have the strength. It like let it go. You have to, otherwise it's gonna break your goddamn arms off. And the wheel just starts just fucking spinning.
Guys.
Atticus, you you need to hold on and scan for the griffin.
Slam my beak into the ground, as always.
You're able to hold on pretty well. You're scanning the storm, but you can't see anything other than storm.
I'm with Bap Bap, yeah? As the thing's like...
Yeah.
And I'm like next to Bap Bap, I want to just turn to him and be like, that sounds like weakness, doesn't it, Bap Bap?
You fuck. You fuck.
For real?
Yes.
You fuck. I can still play as my owl. It's all good.
Oh no. Did I just give you a death sentence? I mean, I know I did, but like
a homunculus jumps onto your back.
How you doing?
Digs in, not painfully, just like clutches at you. Meanwhile,
it's a strange
on the deck. Bap Bap, unbeknownst to you, looks directly where the homunculus is, with his telepathic link, zeroes in on his own homunculus. aims a shot. Bang! Through the decks, through the homunculus, through you. It's not a lethal shot.
Oh, oh my gosh.
The worm has turned!
Shit. You fucker.
15 points of damage as a bolt of pure energy pierces you completely.
Oh, wow.
Not sure.
I've learned my lesson.
You best be grabbing hold of that wheel, boy. You look up. Bop Bop is looking at you through the hole in the floor.
I wave at him.
I got this.
Highs or lows? Nathaniel.
Hi.
Highs?
I'm like me.
The homunculi are just scuttling all over the place. Every now and then, one of them gives you an odd glance.
Get them in the balloon. Get them in the balloon.
Okay. You need to regain control of that balloon.
Oh, shit. Okay. Oh, my goodness.
I'm stressed.
You're like... It's like... Imagine, like, an industrial fan just going at it, and you're, like, trying to put your hand in and grab the fan blades.
It hurts.
It fucking hurts. You can go... I will let you go again, but you'll take damage.
Yeah, That's my job. I've got to study the...
Because, really, if you don't do it, you'll take damage anyway.
You grab it. You get it. 4 points of damage, but you've got it. You, the... Almost as, like, jarring as the sudden dip was, the sudden, like, fucking going up is just as jarring.
Scroll of Bull Strength. That doesn't stack, does it?
No.
If I was to, say, use the Meta Magic Rod of Silent and use that, does it still...
You can't do it on the scroll, unfortunately.
Damn. All right.
You can enlarge
how long
him.
Does Bull Strength go for?
Minutes per level, so I think four minutes.
Okay, all right, just... Stacking up some info in your head. That's what's happening right now.
Okay.
I wish I looked at Bap Bap now. When
he
took Lady Sif's life.
No, I'm glad you looked at her. You guys. Oh my god. It's like I didn't even realize how perfect the plan was. My god. I hope some things happen. I'm super anticipating.
I thought we were on the same team, guys.
I don't think we are.
Okay, that was yours. Okay, so you
that's how I've
need
been
to keep holding
this.
On. Yep. Yeah, you hold on fine, and you need a scan for the griffin. Like a bucket, an actual, almost literal bucket of water just hits you on the face, and you're nearly blinded.
No, I'm sticking with highs.
Highs?
How far away is Bap Bap from me? Out of curiosity.
Bap Bap? Yeah. A bit. What are you trying to do?
Just wondering.
He's in this kind of weather, out of earshot would be like an arm's length.
It's like, but so I'm in the balloon. Mm. Where's Bap Bap?
Bap Bap's on the prow of the ship, the front of the ship, with the harpoon gun. Yeah.
Okay.
A massive harpoon ballista.
If I move, though, Homunculi are going to know. He's going to know.
Yeah. Mm. You're still supervising them. There's not a lot to do right now, but, like, if there's a punch or something like that, your job becomes very important.
I just imagine the Homunculi swarming over the ship like a black sea. I know they're not black, but they still look like little black jelly babies in my mind.
What does gaseous form do?
Turns you into a gas.
And then what? Can I move?
Yeah. You're a gas.
Like, can I move with it?
You become a gas.
And so I can move around.
But
it's
like flying basically.
Are you a flammable gas?
Catch yourself on fire. Run into Bap. Cook them.
Me again?
Control.
Oh, glove.
All right. All right.
You're losing it. You're losing it. Once again, I will give you the option to try and regain control for damage.
Fuck. It was fun at first, guys. Like, I didn't mind steering the plane, the ship.
Now it's become a hot stress.
Well, you know...
It was going up, now it's starting to dip again.
No, I'm still...
You haven't gone down yet?
So I'm sticking with it.
Do you want to take the damage, though?
That's all I can do.
Yeah? Okay. You don't have to.
Well... I'll probably die if I get shot again.
It just gives you an extra chance, that's all.
Yeah, let's do it.
Oh, man. Yep, no, you've got it. Sweet. You ride it. You're fine. You're, like, sailing the seas like it's nothing. 2 points of damage.
The skies.
Skies.
Skies, sea. It's the same thing.
The sky's the limit.
There's enough water to call this a sea. Okay. You need to hold on. You are a very lucky. If he hadn't have done that...
I would have gone and tumbled.
You would have taken a tumble.
Oh, boy.
You're welcome.
You spot it.
Griffin, yes!
Hole! You can't shoot this round. You're like, you need to, you can direct fucking Ira in the right direction, but you need to actually fucking, like, wait around before you're actually in range.
Yeah, cool.
Bap Bap screams into the tannoy, something, but no one can hear him. Highs or lows?
Highs have been doing you good.
Oh, they have. Some
have they, though, actually?
I don't know who know high.
Oh, God.
What did your dice say? Rubber.
Whoa. Oh! Ah! Oh, no. What does this mean?
Mios dios.
I'm excited.
With a crack and a boom, a lightning bolt strikes the Faraday cage you are standing in.
Oh, my God.
Electricity surges all around.
Jump!
As if this thing was properly reinforced and such like that, you wouldn't take any damage. It would just course all around you and pass straight on. But every hole, every rip, every tear in this ship, lightning bursts in from all angles. You know those fucking those globes that have all the little dots of lightning? And when you hold it, they... That's what the inside of this thing looks like right now.
Mm-hmm. I'm standing in that?
Oh, yes.
Oh, no.
Get fried, son.
Adam's face. Oh, my God.
Doesn't that fill you with delight?
What's happening? I'm so
scared. I wish I could be as happy as Adam right now.
Wow, maybe. No, oh, no, max damage would just drop you to zero.
I had plans.
14 points of damage.
Jeez.
You're on 6.
What am I on, Dungeon?
You're on
Master?
29.
Thank you.
I'm gonna guzzle a potion.
Mm-hmm. By the way, the wounds. Like rends and tears start opening up. So you can guzzle that potion or you can aid the homunculi. Homunculi aren't gonna get it done on their own.
Zammit's face is funny this time. It's a face of like Adam, you piece of shit.
To be fair, like for one round they might be okay.
Let's repair homunculi.
You got the homunculi in their repairs?
Just that moment of like
repair homunculi.
They're doing an alright job. Like good. You hope that's acceptable.
Good. That's good.
Okay. You need to maintain control.
The money will be worth it.
Hello.
You're fine. Just it's okay. Actually like no. Wait, I was about to say smooth sailing. No,
please say that.
Not even that. No. You're like keeping it steady, but it is not smooth sailing. You're feeling every fucking jerk, every rock.
Yep.
That lightning bolt, like tingles went up your spine, went up your arms from the fucking steering column. But you're holding it. You're doing well.
Great, thank you.
In gaseous form, what can I do?
No, you can move.
Some plans hatching.
Cogs are ticking away. In Sam.
Yes.
I can kind of hear it. Like I can't. Like I'm opposite Sam, and I just hear this.
Just to remind you, though, as gaseous form, the wind affects you.
That might work in your favor, man. Yeah. At this point, like, off you go.
If you get dissipated too much, I think you start taking damage.
That's awesome. Like, if you just were like, gaseous form, fan.
All right.
Yes.
Atticus? you're like,
yeah. Griffin Hall!
So, Bap-Bap does not have the, like, where he thought he did, but he does not have the wherewithal to maintain or control or anything like that. All he can do right now is to just like operate some of the machinery, like the reeling back in and like movement and stuff like that. So he's tracking,
cool.
But you're the one who's going to pull the trigger.
All right, done.
So,
if you beat Cam.
There are, I'm going to say, 3 rounds until you're basically point blank.
Okay.
Every round you get closer, better chance to hit.
But better chance that the whole thing someone collapses.
Someone will fuck up, or the griffin will just... Okay. This thing Three is... Rounds. You just realize this thing is big. Okay. This thing is very big.
Okay. Everything is 4 rounds.
All right.
How many powerful owls were it, is this griffin?
If this griffin turns around, it could just... Those talons that it is sprouting look like it could just tear this ship apart.
Okay.
How are we supposed to get it back if we do
Chuck
catch
it? It's fine.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's all sorted.
Cross that bridge when we come to it, so no.
Okay. Highs or lows?
Low, highs. Drink the potion first.
Highs? Yeah, fine. You can keep supervising the construction, or you can drink a potion.
Drink a potion.
Okay, cool. What potion is it?
Chug it back.
Cure moderate, I think.
Cure moderate? Okay, yep. Cool. You recover... Da-da-da. 8 + 5 = 13 hit points.
Okay.
That's good.
Good maths.
You lost, like, 14, so, like, yeah, good.
You're on 9... No, 20, you're full health.
Okay, cool.
No, 19. What am I?
Whatever. Okay, good. Okay, one round. Shot. Okay, cool.
That's your turn.
Good.
You need to maintain control.
Hey.
Hey, no, you don't roll high.
How you That's doing?
Not... Oh, yeah. You. Oh, my God.
What?
Tapping some unknown reserve of strength. You are keeping it very steady. Your last three rolls have been 19... 18, 19 on a max of 20.
You gosh darn right.
Oh, man. Okay. Mm-hmm. A cloud passes in front of the griffin.
No.
Passes
no.
back. You can still see the griffin.
Oh, my God.
Fire. Two more rounds.
No.
Okay.
I don't know how you keep
this up. Highs. Lows, fuck me.
I like keeping this one public. So what did you say?
Highs.
So damn tense.
That's a 4, mate. Shit.
Oh my gosh.
Fired.
Crack!
Should've
boom!
Fired.
Lightning strikes the balloon again.
Should've fired.
Fucked.
15 points of damage. You're on... Four hit points.
Right.
A massive seam tears open on the top of the balloon. One of the gas bags ruptures and starts spewing flames.
I'm going to, with the rupture, I'm going to fall back, try and make it look like a bit of an accident, and fall out of the hole of the balloon. As in, like, down into the ship.
You'll take damage for that.
That's okay. But beforehand, I want to, like, maybe... I want to cast.
It'd be super hard
strength.
To cast.
Bull strength at some point, and then fall, or like, oh, I got this bull strength, and oh no, I don't fall. Yeah.
Okay, I see what you mean. Yeah.
So maybe the homunculi don't like. He's up to something. Basically,
are you casting bull strength because you think it'll help you survive? It won't.
I know.
Just FYI, is bull strength part of the deception?
Yes.
Okay. Cool.
What deception?
What are you up to, you sneaky fuck?
Weakness.
You succeed on casting bull strength. Then you tumble out backwards.
He's just going to come punch us.
I've got 5 health left. I've got 1 move. I don't know what I'm doing.
You tumble out backwards.
Yep.
You try to maybe control your descent. Maybe grab a couple rungs of the ladder or something like that. So that, you know, you maybe don't knock yourself unconscious from the fall. You twist around to grab the ladder down. Your head slams into the first rung and you fall down unceremoniously.
Oh, good.
2 points of damage.
Oh, fuck you up.
Minimum damage.
Actually,
2 health.
He's on the floor smiling. Yes.
Minimum damage.
Good.
But you are still conscious.
Good. That's what I need.
Okay. that happens. And then Bap-Bap turns around to you and yells something in comps. It's like lost on the wind.
Mm-hmm.
But like his face is red with fury.
Not part of my plan.
Gonna hold it.
Oh yeah, done.
What about that bap sheet?
No, I didn't forget about that. No,
yeah, I'm holding it.
You better not fucking lose it now, you son of a bitch. No!
No, because I'm holding it. Adam's smiling yes. because he's like, yes. well no. done, well done, Ira. Well done, you've done it, and you're going to catch the griffin.
Ira.
Yes.
Well done.
Yes! You oh, my gosh!
Oh, my God.
If you hold it one more round, guaranteed. This round, still a roll with a good chance. Shit. Next round, guaranteed.
So we only have one harpoon.
You only have one harpoon.
Oh, fuck. What are you doing? Atticus?
I can see, like, holding the trigger. I don't know what it is. I can see that he's tumbled down. Yeah? Nah, I fire.
Good.
Come on.
Thump!
Come on.
Okay. You roll the die. On a 13 and above, you succeed.
Okay.
Jeez.
Oh, sorry, no, I mean on a...
8 and above.
Other way around, 7 and above. Yeah, 8 and above, sorry, you succeed.
No, 7 and above, 7
and above. No, 7.
9.
Actually 9!
Oh my god!
The griffin turns around. It sees you for one heart-stopping second. It, like, reaches up with one of its massive claws to swipe down. And you didn't realize until this point. You thought it was big before. You actually, it's like as big as the balloon itself. And as it sweeps down, you're like, this is it. I'm dead. You fire. The harpoon leaps from the ballistae, strikes it dead center in the chest. And the griffin squawks, screams, lets this unholy sound out. Everyone hears it. Everyone's terrified. Any unshattered glass on the ship shatters. Above the din, above the screaming, above the rain, above you, Atticus, yelling, everyone can hear as well. Bap, bap. Yes! Yes!
Okay. Good.
Worth it just for
this
that.
This is nature! Dog eats man, man eats dog!
The rope goes taut, twang, and then Bat hits a release. It starts whirring and dragging the griffin in.
Just like the ship, griffin.
Crumples the ship.
The griffin slams into the side of the ship. Nathaniel, what are you doing?
How close is Bat to, say, an edge of an airship?
Technically, he's really close to the edge right now. But no, the edge of the ship.
An edge of a ship. Of the ship.
If you're intending to shunt him over the edge, it might take you, like, no guarantees.
I'm going to silently cast enlarge person
on self.
And then run.
Towards him?
Full pelt. Towards him.
You can get right up behind him, but this round you won't be able to do anything.
That's all right. My next round continue my momentum.
Pretty much, yeah. All right, so, good. Do you want to push him, or do you want to pick him up and throw him?
Or do you want to grab him and barrel off with
him? Pick him up and throw him means that you can try getting him off the edge next round,
mm-hmm.
but it's less likely to succeed.
I'm going to do the next round. I'll grab him and jump off with him.
All right. You won't be able to do that next round, but the round after next round, if you know what I mean.
But
he'll get basically a round to respond.
I know. Sort of, I kind of want to... Basically, almost look like it's. I'm not going for him. I'm going for the griffin.
So there's a bluff
gonna be hard
roll
when you,
involved.
It's going to be hard when you grab him.
I know, but yeah.
He's not really looking, so.
Okay, actually, whatever. I was going to run towards. I'm going to run towards, so hopefully he doesn't see the homunculus. He's too distracted right now. He's good.
He got the griffin. Yeah. He's a happy boy.
Hey.
Ira.
Hey.
You now have basically doubled the weight while halving what's in the balloon.
Oh, boy.
And one of them, you are rapidly losing
going down,
altitude.
Guys.
No matter what you do, you are going to lose altitude.
Okay.
Hey, I'm in my underwear.
You weren't given clothes.
Oh,
oh, where's the chain rope? Damn, it's... Damn.
The boat lurches.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
You are top heavy and you lose the wheel. It starts spinning again. Damage for grab at it?
You can take the damage. Yeah.
Take the damage?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fuck it. You've been keeping us good so far. Oh, no.
So far, yes.
Try to grab it, but you break some of the handles on it trying to grab it.
Listen,
you take 4 points of damage.
Oh, well. I've tried, guys.
The ship starts going down again.
It's all right. It's fine.
Your turn, Atticus. Bap-Bap is screaming. The nets! The nets on the side!
Is there like a latch or something for me to grab?
There's a latch, yeah.
Unhook the latch, press whatever I need to do.
There's like little boxes on the side. You open them, there are nets inside there that you presumably throw around.
Cool,
this thing.
I want to hurl them around the griffin as best I can.
You start throwing them around. You catch one of the griffin's massive wings. Every time the wings beat, the like wind on the deck increases tenfold. You catch one of the wings and it starts struggling against the side of the ship.
Good.
Okay.
So what are my options? So my options are, if I grab him, Bap-Bap and...
You can pick him up and throw him. Uh-huh. Less likely to succeed, but you can get it done this round.
If I pick up and keep running with him, same thing?
It'll take an extra round, basically.
Okay.
And an extra round of him struggling and fighting and casting spells.
All right. And just ramming him?
Oh, just ramming him? Basically the same.
So I was like, what's my best chance to succeed, Adam?
Best chance to succeed? Are you trying to go for speed? If you're trying to go for... If he gets a counterspell off at you, how many hit points do you have?
Six. I'm fucked. No, two.
Two. If he gets a spell off,
I'm fucked. Yeah,
you're probably dead. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
So I guess your best chance to succeed is to pick him up and throw him this round.
I don't care if I die. I just want him dead.
Right. You want to pick him up and throw him?
Yep. One round.
So grappling rules, ladies and gentlemen. I'm gonna walk you through these steps one at a time. First, you need to succeed on a touch attack.
I was like, what does my little snake do?
Bite.
Realistically, the snakes are not going to get anything done.
Oh, I want him, because snakes are around my arm as well. So if I grab one, I want the snake to bite as well. Yeah, good. Good. Betsy,
finally, does something. Yes.
Betsy, we've lived a life.
Your base attack bonus is 2. Your strength is 2. It gives you a total of +4.
Plus I've got the bull strength.
Oh, true. Bull strength and you're enlarged. So another +3. So a total of 4 plus 3, 7. So you succeed on a 7 or higher.
Oh my god.
Eight.
Oh my god. Again.
Too close calls.
You grab him from behind. Now you need to make opposed grapple checks.
Oh, no.
You get the same modifier of 7. He gets a modifier of, he gets a penalty because he's small. He gets a -1. You get a +7. You need to at least match his number. His number is 16.
Oh, that's...
No.
You succeed on a 9. Your number is...
Fuck!
I'm sorry, your number is 10. You grab him.
Wait, that's good?
No.
I was going to say, wait. Well, I thought my number was 3.
No. You grab him. He turns around, spins around. His cloak whips around at you, slashes you in the eyes. Like, not, you know, like, supernaturally. It's just like, it's fucking, like,
it's
coming
wet.
Around at speed. Slashes you at the eyes. And you just, from sheer pain, like, response, let go.
No.
And he is free of your grasp.
Oh, no. I tried.
His turn.
Oh, no.
Samus,
you were so close.
So close.
Traitor. He lifts a hand. Lightning leaps from his hands and onto you.
At least you'll just go unconscious. No. No. You dead.
Oh, I dead. He's a dead baby boy.
But imagine if you get a crit fail. That's your only saving grace right now.
Not even.
You take 5 points of damage.
Hey, you're not dead.
Putting you on to -3.
I mean, I'm dead. You're dead, but
you're incapacitated.
Not dead.
Damn it. I tried.
Hey.
Your turn, Ira.
Okay.
You need to regain control of the ship.
Do I need to?
So, you can see the water. If you jumped, you'd survive. There is basically no windows in front of you. You could just leave into the ocean.
I kind of want to see this to the end.
Do you want to regain control? The first one I'll give you like for free without taking damage. If you want to try again, then you take damage. So do you want to try and get regain?
Can the try again be a jump out the window? I didn't get it. Or like, jump like try once and then jump like, out the window?
You said, I want to take this to the end. So I was like, well, here's an option.
Well, either way, I mean, survive to the end by jumping out the window or... I'll survive if I jump out the window, right? Is that what you said?
Yeah, it looks like you'll
survive.
You'll
be in the middle of the ocean.
You'll survive the jump.
You can hold on to driftwood.
A powerful owl will come and lift me.
If you jump out, this thing's going to crash. And when it crashes, there will be driftwood.
Fuck. I'll try regain control.
Okay, cool. Yeah, you do it. You regain control. 18 again. Good job.
I was so close. If it had crashed, if it was going to crash, I was going to let go of the gnats and just leap on the griffin and hope.
So, you, in like the spluttering light behind you, you see a shadow from the doorway. You turn around. Selena's there with the silver dagger you used to kill Sith.
Oh, no.
Good, good, good.
She goes at you.
Hey, oh, good. Here we go, guys.
No.
Because you're holding the wheel, she jams it right into your back.
Maybe she can resurrect me.
The only magic she had was sneak attack magic.
Motherfucker.
Are we in combat? What's going on?
Yeah, you're in combat.
Okay.
But like, you're just defenseless. You're like, fuck.
10 points of damage.
Let go.
Jeez.
I don't think I ever told you, she yells over the howling wind, why I was here. I'm pretty sure this ship has a lot of money on it, she says.
Son of a bitch.
Good luck.
Son of a bitch.
If I have to step over your corpse to get it, so be it.
No, I don't like her. I was liking her when she was all about trying to save her fucking tribe. Nah, I hope we all die.
Are you the only good person on this ship?
Maybe. And I'm evil.
Do you want to continue throwing nets at us?
Yeah.
You saw him just floor.
I'm consumed by griffin lust, Adam.
Okay, you can try capturing an arm, a leg, a wing, or the head.
I'm going to capture a wing because I feel like a wing's negatively impacting the ship. I mean, it all is.
Cool. Oh, man. Yeah, you shift around to the other side. It doesn't even take you much. You just throw the nets. This wing is very... It's like almost... You're like, we don't need to retie that one when we're done. That's just properly secured.
I'm going to like look over to Bap-Bap and give like the like...
Bap-Bap turns okay around. Sign. He's like bleeding from every orifice he has. You can see his like shirt is pressed, like is so damp and wet, it's pressed against his chest. You can see there's like, through the shirt, there are open wounds on his chest.
You know what's delightful? I've lost no doubt. I've had a full hit point. It's so funny.
It's amazing.
Okay, first things first, highs or lows?
Lows, I guess. Who gives a
shit? Crack! Another lightning bolt strikes the ship.
I forget Zammit was kind of in control of that.
It's from the death I hope it killed.
You got a -4.
Alright.
So they're leaving. They've left you kind of on the deck.
Selena ain't gonna say no.
Maybe Tom. Tom is my saving grace.
Hey,
Ira.
Hi, Adam.
What do you want to do? If you let go of the wheel, the ship starts plummeting, and like you saw before, super close to the water. But otherwise, she'll just slit your fucking throat.
Yeah.
What do you want to do?
Is that
you can try fighting one-handed at a massive penalty to both things. Okay, so if you fight one-handed, you'll probably still succeed on an 18 or a 19, which is pretty much all you've been rolling so far. So you can hope the good times keep coming.
Let the good times
sometimes
roll.
Sometimes they do. Sometimes you're like dying in a pool of your own blood on a deck. You don't know.
Washed about like the rain, buffeted by the wind.
Oh, man.
Now keep the ship afloat.
Yeah, I'm in it for the Griffin.
So
hang on,
just hold the ship up.
If she,
like, she's gonna keep stabbing.
So it's like she a roll for on damage. Like she can't.
She still needs to roll to attack you because you're not helpless.
Okay.
So theoretically, she could just miss and not get you.
Yeah, I will hold the ship.
Okay,
champion. You two, that griffin lust, it gets you good.
You got it. You're keeping it under control. It's like it's slipping a little bit because you're feeling yourself weakening, but you've got it.
I send Patio to give Atticus a fist bump.
Oh, you can actually
attack. Yeah, Celine.
What's my viper doing?
Trying to get away.
Like seriously, honest question: yeah. If I'm unconscious, what happens to the viper?
Well, it's
shared conch.
You gave it a last.
I was like, attack the fuck out of this cunt.
Oh wait, what's its hit points?
Did it just die from getting electrocuted?
Ten.
How many? You took 5 points of damage.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, whatever.
Hang on. What's its reflex save?
I'll just give you this.
Yeah, enjoy it.
Okay, it's lucky. Yeah, it'll probably still be attacking Bat. He might not have noticed initially, but he'll notice on this turn then. But yeah, I'll give you a free couple points of damage. It does 1 point of damage if it hits.
Come on, Betsy, from the grave.
Where were we? Yep. What's his name? Patio. Like, leaps pretty much from the floor at Selena. She screams as claws rake her.
Damn. Yeah. Wait, we're rooting for right now.
I'm on Team Griffin. Yeah.
The Griffin's just a.
But when its beak tries to peck at her.
Oh no. Fumble. Quick fail.
No, that doesn't make sense.
Pick up the other. I have
no gear to become entangled.
Pick up the other pile, Adam.
It's feathers. Nice.
It gets tangled in its own legs and trips.
Can't drop your weapon either.
Drops its beak off.
Oh, okay. I was doing it wrong anyway. This will work.
Oh, okay. Good.
Sick. Fine. Good then.
That's stressful.
Oh no. Adam's got a sad, happy face.
Jam a finger. Your target takes normal damage.
Okay.
You take double damage.
Oh, spaghettis.
Why did you settle on that one?
Because I was looking at the wrong one.
I didn't tell you about my owl's claws. Like, he has armor claws. He could have lost those.
So, Patio wedges, like, tries to beat, like, bite at
Serena.
Selena. He bites into her, like, tries to bite into her neck, but underneath her clothes, she was, like, wearing hidden armor, and his beak becomes wedged in that. Crack! Sideways as she shifts.
Oh, no.
She still takes some damage.
Well, that's good. I mean, that's a plus. I like to think she had several daggers that are just poking out of your back.
Yeah.
Sick.
Good. Good. No.
I'm holding it. The best captain in the world.
Your owl takes 4 points of damage.
Okay.
It's fine. Whatever.
He's got 41 hit points.
How many hit points does he have?
41.
41?
Look at that.
Oh, that's what's written there. It says 41.
No, 4/.
What?
Oh. Oh, it's got 4 hit points.
Yeah. Oh.
So it's
staggered. Oh. It's on 0 hit points.
Oh, no.
Your owl isn't dead, but your owl...
I see.
This is a good one. Your owl isn't dead.
How does my owl have 4 hit points and the snake has 10?
Snakes are long.
Rangers don't get as good a familiar as... well... There's a couple of different things. First off, of all the different combat type things you could pick, Al was probably not the best one.
Okay.
Additionally, the snake gets 10 hit points, but in like the future, the owl would have gotten a lot more hit points because you take the... The ranger class gets animal companion as druid does, but a lot weaker. You got your animal companion like this level. So you as a level 1 druid. Okay. This owl is meant for a level 1 druid.
Understood.
Yeah.
It's a very weak owl.
It's a weak, powerful owl.
Not
weak,
very powerful, powerful owl.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is a very like one of your minor abilities that you get.
Thank you. Sorry. Okay.
You're good.
He's like,
if it makes you feel any better, the snake's actually a lot worse at combat and is probably going to die.
I don't find pleasure in other people's misery.
It's poisonous, right? Poisonous, yeah?
It's I'm sorry, poisonous? Adam.
Yeah.
It's not Ooh. Something we share.
Fortunately, gnomes are very resistant to poison.
Less good. Less
kind
good.
Of very annoying.
Where Pretty much as well as dwarves are.
Nah, where were we with the stabby in?
Yeah, I was about to say. She stabs at you again.
Oh, Great. Yeah. That's
joy.
That's what's happening over there. We're talking about animal bullshit.
You get stabbed. She pulls the dagger out and stabs again at you. She's like, she doesn't stab once. She's like, just a fucking, like,
she's shivving you.
Yeah, you ever seen a jailhouse stabbing? That's what's happening.
Oh, you're being shivved.
Oh, shit.
Your fucking owl isn't gonna kill me!
Oh no.
11 points of damage. You're on 4 hit points.
Jeez.
We're all okay. doing shit except for Atticus.
Atticus, Ugh. Capture another leg.
Yeah, what do I get? Leg, head?
Legs, arms, head. I'm going to say.
Bap-Bap?
Bap-Bap is. What's his name? Bap-Bap is busy with the snake, so he's not able to help right now.
What is causing the most damage to the. The ship.
Both of the front claws are just like raking the sides of the ship.
I'll go arms then. That's arms, okay. Yeah?
Yep.
That's what
yeah.
That's what you meant by arms? Yeah, good.
You start netting one. You've like done a good job. You could leave it here, but the arm has a bit of wiggle room. Okay. Then
I love that. No, never mind. It'll just happen and we'll laugh about it then.
Alright.
Oh, Jackson, mysterious, weird things you're saying. Good.
Is there any way for me to become conscious at all?
No.
That's a
shame. Unless someone, like, unless Atticus saves you.
He ain't. No. Did you see me
Atticus,
attack
are you
Bap-Bap?
Paying at all attention to Bap-Bap in his fight?
Not really. I've got a Griffin to deal with.
Well, yeah. No one knows what's happening there.
I think I saw, but, you know. Tom! Tom and my ram are your two saving graces.
Tom! Tom is my saving grace. Adam, give me a Tom check.
Selena and Tom were working together. Oh. Tom is the heir to a lot of money.
Oh. Hey, still. Having a wizard's pretty good of you. Something.
You're on negative 5.
Tom check, though. Empathy, Tom.
Yeah,
empathy.
You looked after him understand. When both his parents were killed. He meant...
I know that he was fine that his parents were killed.
He
I understand.
Fine.
He loved it. It was great for him. For him.
Tom and his folks have a lot of money.
I get that. I get that Selena and Tom are in cahoots or whatever.
No,
what?
No.
You just said that they work.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
I said
working together.
I said Tom. No, I said Tom stands to inherit a lot of money.
You said Tom
and Selena. And Selena and Tom. No, they were working together in the ship. They were in close proximity.
Oh.
And Selena is on her own now, stabbing.
Oh.
Selena killed Tom.
Oh.
I guess I failed my Tom check.
Tom is dead.
Ram check.
Selena has looted their bodies and is moving now progressively to other members of the crew.
Maybe she'll save me.
To then kill you.
To then kill me. I'm dead.
You're on -5. That's what's happening. Okay, back to you. What do you want to do?
Four hit points.
You are in 4 hit points. Let go of the wheel. Start plummeting. Do a balancing act, or keep holding the wheel and hope your owl gets it done. Your owl's super badly wounded.
Yeah, I was on 0.
It's staggered.
It still,
it's not dead.
It can still fight.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought 0 was.
Okay. No, 0 is where you're like. Oh, remember in the very first practice game we did for D&D,
when
my character got. A spear through the neck. Yeah.
0 is like.
You're like.
Unreleased to the public.
Don't ask. Not even recorded.
Yeah. With figurines.
Yeah. Oh, good
don't
times.
You miss figurines?
I do.
So yeah. What do you want to do?
We're just making do with full costume today.
Yeah.
What do you mean making do? Thing. I always have full costume. A robe, a hood, and literally nothing else. Yes.
All right.
Hey. He's got it.
A robe, a hood, and nothing else.
Okay.
I would suggest maybe taking the hit and just letting go, at least for one round.
Okay.
You don't have to.
You fucked me earlier. I don't know.
I did.
No, I what, and fight her?
Yeah, spin around and fucking.
If you let go, though, here's the thing. The ship's going to go, yeah. And she's going to have to balance herself.
True.
I didn't even think
about it. If you wanted to, you could try steering the ship so that she falls out.
Yeah.
Out through the massive panoramic window.
I'll try that. Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah. And then you can save me.
Yeah.
Because you don't know that I'm trying to kill that.
Okay. You, like, look.
No, I'm just, it's a bit of a.
Go on, let it lurch forward. It's like a controlled lurch forward just to, like, let her slide out. She. Oh, fuck yes. Loses her footing.
Yes.
And slides out the front.
Yes.
Screams the entire way down.
Nicely done.
And so does Patio.
It was a necessary sacrifice.
Hey, whatever. You're
sad
times.
We'll
get you a new one.
We'll get you a new one.
With an untwistable stomach. It's fine.
Okay. Atticus?
I will net.
The other claw is still going.
Yeah, I'll net that claw too.
Okay.
Oh, gosh.
Well, no, you fail. You like try to throw a net around it, but the claw like bats the net away.
You got Griffin.
The Griffin is like trying to free itself. One of its wings is like super secure. The other one is a little less so, and so is that arm. But that one super secure wing is just making it impossible for it to wiggle properly.
Good.
Come on, Betsy, do something.
How's my snake going?
So dead.
So dead.
Well, it's doing all right.
And just like Bap Bap just tears it in half. He bites, eats it.
He's a psychopath. Eats it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then negative six.
Oh, Jesus. You could stabilize. That's an interesting thing. You could just be just like an unconscious guy. You're not dying.
You've got three more rolls. So three times one in 10, one in 30 chance.
Three more rolls. One, two, three times a lady.
That's not how it works at all. Three in 10 chance.
I just assumed I have no allies left, so I'm.
Wait, 3 in 10? Whatever.
You've got three. If you stabilize, you're not dying. That's die when we hit the water, but like.
I don't know how this universe works, but you're a wizard, right?
Yeah.
You just come back as Nathaniel the White.
Yeah.
Okay.
That'd be cool.
You gotta regain control of the ship from the controlled descent you just let it in.
Okay.
You can do it.
Here we go.
Nah, you're fine. You bring it back up.
Oh my gosh.
Keeping pace. And you're like trying to get out of the storm. But the storm is centered on the ground.
That's amazing. We're a permanent storm, gentlemen.
Bap Bap yells, unconscious! We need to knock it unconscious!
Okay. Where's its head in relation to me?
Its head is, like...
thrashing around?
Just about... like, it's in between the, it's in between the balloon and the ship.
Okay. Okay. What if I took my crowbar and just whacked it in the head?
You could try that.
Yeah, but I feel like then it'll just turn around and eat me in one.
That's all right, you can take a few hits with your armor.
Oh, that's right. No. I don't have that.
Naked armor.
I can see it. I hope you die.
No, I'm just going to keep netting it. Look, I can't. How can I put it unconscious? I'm just a man.
Below decks! Bap Bap yells. Get another harpoon!
All right, homunculi, to me!
You yell that?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, like, hey, I'll need
homunculi, come to you.
I'll just run down.
They follow.
I'm not going to be able to pick it up myself. I'm going to head downstairs and try and find the other harpoon.
Okay.
Homunculi are left.
A bit still. So they, like, clamber down with you. You need to make a climb check to get...
That's fine. Blow. I tumble and die.
If he did not have control of this fucking ship...
Honey, you've been saving my bacon.
I have.
At the right times. At the perfect times.
I
only
got you killed.
Okay, you get below decks.
Where's my mind?
You find Master Tom pinned to a wall. Very dead.
My Tom chick.
A lot of weakness on this ship, turns out. That's a shame. All right, little fellas, let's bring the harpoon upstairs. All right, then.
Hazelers.
Ah, what do I want? Close. Come on, lightning.
Oh, nope.
Thanks, Armit.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, buddy. Lightning strikes near the ship, but doesn't cause any damage.
Shame.
Additionally, Nathaniel, -7.
Whoa.
Just get an errant homunculi.
You need to
get
control?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Errant homunculi check.
You're fine. You start, raising the ship.
Yeah.
And, yes. You see, so, there's an upper limit to this storm. If you can raise the ship above cloud level, you can get it out of the lightning, out of the rain, out of everything. The problem is, when this ship was only made to go above the cloud line on full hydrogen, which is not what you have, it will take some serious aeronautics to get it above the skyline, at the cloud line right now.
Oh my goodness.
Okay. you keep running?
Yeah, I'm going to reassemble it on deck, the new harpoon.
You get below decks. You manage to grab the hype. You can hear him, by the way, behind you. Like, homunculi! Homunculi are just, like, forming around on him. You get below decks. You get the spear. The homunculi, like, heft one end comically, and you heft the other. Aww. And you start running it out.
You're lifting the whole thing, and they're, like, hanging from
it,
either
exactly.
End.
On the
running midair.
As you're, like, running up, one of the, like, griffin's massive talons, bang! Like, just tears and... Titanic-sized hole on the side of the ship. Every container hull breached.
Oh, gosh.
And in the massive destruction, the wall that had Tom pinned to it is broken away and falls into the sea.
Bye, Tom.
So long, Tom.
Highs or lows?
Highs.
Highs?
Sure.
Crack! Yes! Boom! A bolt of lightning strikes the
Zambo.
Balloon again.
God of thunder.
There's an explosion. The ship lurches, and all the effort you've made to go up is starting to drain.
No. Oh, so good.
No. So close.
-8.
Oh my god, damn it, you're so close to death.
Oh my god.
Stay with me, you punk.
Okay.
Come on, you piece of shit.
You're holding the wheel. You like maybe a little bit of the hydraulics has been explained to you since last you were doing this. So you understand there's like magic and there's
power steering.
Fucking, yeah, there's like some technology, some magic. You understand some of the basics. This time when the lightning strikes, the wheel like gives a little bit and you lose a little control. It comes back almost immediately, and as it does that, both the light behind you comes back to life, and you realize you were holding your breath. You try to pull back.
Yep.
You're just keeping it steady, but you're not raising it.
Okay.
Do you want to try again?
Why not, man?
Yeah,
four
yeah,
hit points.
Yeah. Oh, hang on, what?
Four hit points you have.
So what happens if...
I'll roll a six-sided dice.
Yeah.
So on a 5 or a 6, you're knocked unconscious. So you have a 1 in 3 chance of going unconscious. This thing takes a nosedive.
Don't you fucking
risk
dare die.
Yeah, I will try my best.
Biscuit.
Yeah,
do it.
Yeah, let's go.
Risk
yeah.
it for the biscuit, baby girl.
You succeed on a 10 and above.
Is that a... Oh, it's a 4.
I'm sorry. You don't gain any height. You don't lose it,
okay.
Because this is your extra one for the round,
yeah.
But you don't gain any height in exchange for this. A 5 and a 6 knock you out.
Thank you.
2.
You're on 2 hit points.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Christ.
We're in a bad shape.
You climb up with the
stabilize
harpoon.
Harpoon.
Do I see him? Do I see this cunt right here?
Are you paying it? No, you're not on the deck yet.
Oh, okay.
You got to climb up first.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, you're fine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, the homunculi carrying the other end.
The harpoon slips. It's too heavy. The homunculi have lost it in their grip. You're like holding on to the like ladder with not ladder. It's like a super steep staircase with one hand, and the harpoon with the other.
Do you mean they with my bird hook?
With one claw.
With your bird hook. You've got it hooked around the pointy part of the harpoon. Okay. Here are your options.
Okay.
Lose the harpoon. There were more downstairs.
Mm.
Or keep dragging it up, but maybe you fall.
No, keep risking for the biscuits. Keep dragging it up.
You need a 9 at least.
Easy. Easy. Do it in my sleep.
10.
Oh.
King of the world!
Using you like the near the last reserves of your strength, you throw the harpoon up, it clatters onto the deck, and you drag yourself up.
Useless homunculi.
The homunculi crawl around you.
Is he visible now, this cunt?
Yeah, you can probably see him.
Can I send a homunculi to go and cure him?
No. They don't obey you.
Stabilize me, buddy. Come on. We were in mercenary
There's a very char-grilled snake on the floor as well.
Oh, that's sad.
The only person who's going to stabilize them is you. Next round, maybe. Highs or lows?
Lows!
No. No lightning. No joy. The last roll. Stabilized.
Hey!
Oh, yes.
I'm like, oh no, you're right.
You don't know that.
I wasn't going to anyway.
I figured. You've got Griffin lost. You can see it in your eyes.
The Griffin is like fucking thrashing about at the edge of the ship.
Yep.
You and Bap are the only people who can notice it. Like, you, Ira, can't notice it because you've got other things on your mind.
Yeah.
You got your money on your mind, mate. You got other things on your mind. But the front end of the ship is actually...
That's awesome.
Shaking from side to side with powerful, like, fucking motions of this Griffin. Okay, then it was blah, blah. So, keep trying to pull it up?
Obviously, yes. Yep. Yeah, yeah. I'm not... Oh, God, I'm so stressed.
You start gaining altitude.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, you can gain more altitude for a roll.
Risk it.
You got 2 health left, yeah?
2 hit points.
Ooh. You're guaranteed to take the damage.
Yeah.
So on a 1 and on a 2, you're fine. Anything else drops you.
No, maybe don't risk it for the biscuits.
I have 1 health potion left. What can I do with that?
You can chug it.
But...
I'll allow it, but you won't be able to re-roll this turn.
But I've already gained altitude.
Yeah, you've gained altitude. So you can do the... If you've got an extra health potion, you can drink that, or you can do a roll.
I think I'll potion. For sure, yeah.
You regain...
That was so funny.
I was saving that for you.
3 hit points.
Oh, fuck.
Oh,
shit.
DM moderate. Bullshit. Light wound curing.
Okay.
Put you on 5.
Hey, 5 is hey, what you were at before, and you good. Took the brisket for the biscuit, that's fine.
I think you were on 4 before. Yeah, you were on 4.
How are you? Look at you ahead.
You're
ahead. Okay.
You're enough in the world.
So you're on the deck with the harpoon. You go over. I assume you're ignoring Nathaniel.
Yeah, of course.
You load it into the ballast, and Bap yells, "The chest! The chest! Go for the lung! Tire it! Tire it! Tire it!" Bap's throwing nets all over the joint. He's waving hands. Homunculi are throwing nets, and he's magically throwing nets, but he is barely keeping this thing strapped down. If we don't tire it out, we are dead men!
Fire.
You can't fire this round.
Okay. Well, next round. He's got a spear in the heart hole.
High the
lung hole.
Highs.
Don't electrocute me, Zach. Be a pal.
Crack! Boom! A bolt of lightning hits. You start sinking. You're falling. You're going down.
I'm cheering for right now. It's complicated.
There's a rumble. An explosion. And out of one of the, out of the front section of the balloon, all of the little holes and tears, fire starts streaming out of all of them. You've lost one of the gas sacks. The other ones are going to go soon if nothing is done.
Jeez. All right.
Boy.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Serena just fell out, right?
Yeah, she's gone.
Okay,
into
cool.
The sea.
Just checking.
It's into
just,
the sea.
It's just us three and Bap-Bap.
Bap-Bap.
It's just the four of us?
Yep.
And the homunculi.
About 200 homunculi.
How many are left now?
You don't know.
I always imagine them just falling off.
Yeah.
Like, tumbling around.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now. So,
that's wounded.
You pull one, you give it one
call
good
me captain.
Go. You're just keeping it, like, you stop the descent. That's all you can do.
Yeah.
Risk it for the biscuit.
Yep.
Always.
Risk it for
always.
The biscuit.
Oh, oh shit.
You're just keeping it level.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, no.
Six drops you. You're on zero.
Staggered, just
staggered.
Come on. Come on.
Oh,
Atticus. Come on, Atticus.
Okay. Okay. Bap bap yells, I'm gonna fix it! I'm gonna fix it! He runs towards the entranceway to the fucking balloon. Okay. So,
okay.
If you spend a turn aiming, I will guarantee a success. Or you can roll. A roll is a 50-50 shot.
I don't think I've got any more in me.
No, fire. Fuck it, there are more harpoons downstairs.
Risk it for the biscuit.
Risk it for the biscuit.
Odds or evens?
Evens.
Oh, man.
No.
You miss. It goes flying past. You need to get a new harpoon.
Hang on. My cutlass. Would that pierce its flesh?
It could, but it is not designed to be fired out of the balustrade.
No, I was going to run up.
Okay. No, you wouldn't be able to, because you'd have the... You need to get to its lung, you need to climb it. You'd need to use your hook hand, my friend.
Can I, though?
You can try.
Done.
You can shadow of the Colossus.
That's how we took the first one down.
Yeah.
It's two hits.
I'm climbing in.
That'll be your next turn.
That's fine. Fuck it, no.
I want to come up there with you, like old times. We'll get...
Crack!
Jesus! Jeez.
Lightning hits the ship. I got it!
Yes! Fuck you, Bap-Bap!
Bap-Bap's sentence is cut off short. You don't know what's happened.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Hey.
You want to pull?
What other option do you conceivably have?
I'm trying to, like, land it.
You start losing altitude.
No.
You're going down. You're gonna You start slipping.
We crash this, like, what's this? Like, you just crash it well. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You could try risking it for the biscuit if you want.
If you take any damage, you're a dead baby boy.
You're down. Yeah.
But he could raise it as his last move.
Yeah, just take it.
Theoretically, yeah.
Nah, whatever. You do you.
Yeah, yeah. Come on. Let's do it. Let's do it.
For real?
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah.
Oh, all right.
See you in a bit, Nathaniel.
It starts nosing up.
Yes.
You're Jeez. Going. You got
you're
it.
You champ.
Negative one. That's enough. That's all it takes. Your hands slip from the steering column. You slump over, and you are very lucky it's nose up and not nose down.
Yeah.
If the ship noses down...
You're just going to be resting on the fucking wheel.
You'll slide off, my friend. The homunculi take your position, but they are not as good as
that. How have I not just flown off?
It's not been going... There's like a lip.
Okay.
There's a lip. You slide around.
You're just slamming into the lip every now and then.
Okay. So you're going to try and shadow of the Colossus this
Yes,
thing?
I will climb this griffin. Do it.
So.
Yes.
Okay.
Come on, griffin. Tear him up.
Hey, you got a super good climb.
Yeah, I do. I'll climb this griffin and I'll stab it in the lung. It'll be fine.
You grab a hawk of hair and you start climbing.
Oh, stab with my hand, grab hawk with the other. Stab with my hand, grab hawk with the other.
As always.
Lows. Don't you electrocute me now, you son of a bitch.
The lightning.
Time to stabilize against the wheel.
Yeah. Oh, no. Highs or lows?
Oh, fuck. Highs. Come on, guys. Don't let me down.
Oh, no! The ship starts nosing down as the homunculi jam themselves into the works, but
cannot get it done.
That's all right. Like, look, so Bap-Bap's not dead yet. All right.
One more final highs or lows.
Highs.
Highs?
Highs.
Highs. Okay. Your body slides down and wraps itself around the steering wheel. You don't slip out to your How many people have fallen to their death through that window?
It's ridiculous that it's just me now.
Oh, shit.
Fucking hell. Okay, yeah. Keep climbing.
No, you're there.
Oh!
You gotta start digging now.
Dig. Dig with my hook hand.
Come on, Griffin, attack. Attack him.
You reach in and slam your hook hand in. The griffin shudders once and is then very still.
Yes! Yes!
The storm ends.
Motherfucker!
The ship levels out.
I did it! I did it!
Yes.
I want to just, like, stand victorious on the griffin, raise my hook hand to the sky.
Bap Bap climbs down from the balloon.
Oh, no.
How you going?
I think you can't, a griffin you can't really share between two people, can you? Can you, Bap Bap? Griffin's kind of a one-person deal, isn't it?
Covered in gore of homunculuses and homunculi and himself. Energy begins to crackle in Bap-Bap's hands. No, I guess you can't.
Griffin must have gone to both of your hands.
I run at him. I run at him, sword drawn. What else can I do?
Okay, you get the first move.
Yeah.
You attack him with your cutlass?
Yeah, and I want to use my and five.
Power attack.
Power attack to five.
Cool.
Yep. At five.
You swing down with your cutlass. It deflects off some invisible barrier.
God damn it. Magic.
You're a dead man. He points at you.
Oh, no.
My head's going to pop.
Your head doesn't pop.
Your arm does.
I hope my ram saves the day.
Oh, yeah,
you
ram.
You take 8 points of damage.
That's fine.
As a bolt of pure magical energy pierces you.
What's Ramstein doing?
Is Ramstein still kicking it?
Ramstein's long dead.
Fell off a while ago.
Ramstein died in the first storm.
Oh, he just didn't check on him, I guess.
He was slammed all around that fucking cavern.
Poor Ram.
Didn't we have lamb for dinner?
Your turn, Atticus. Oh, no, sorry. Your turn. Yeah, Atticus.
Yeah, Atticus. Yeah.
Don't fucking. By the way, hang on. I'm quickly going to do something. Negative two. Negative three. Negative four.
What the fuck?
Negative five. You guys aren't going to come for it.
Yeah.
Negative six.
Oh, no.
Negative seven.
No.
Negative eight.
What?
Negative nine. I will on the off chance that someone does come for him. That was 8 rounds.
Okay. I get 8 rounds to either kill Bap Bap or not die.
That, the round you guys just had was round one.
Okay.
It's your turn again.
Stab at him again. 5-5 again.
No!
That same magical energy field blocks your shot. You know, it turns the blade, but it doesn't, like, block the blade.
Okay.
You know if you just aim well enough, you can do this.
Okay.
Your blows, though, are so weak because you are so weak right now.
Yeah.
What are the homunculi doing?
They're,
watching and cheering.
Trying to keep the ship afloat.
Kill the homunculi.
He has no way to do it quickly enough.
Yeah, I can't kill the homunculi. One, I'm not a wizard. I'm just a man with a sword and a bird's beak for a hand.
And griffin dreams in his heart.
Exactly. I'm just a man who took down a griffin kind of single-handedly.
Literally.
With a bit of help for this motherfucker. No help from you.
Well, hey, man, I tried to get rid of a
crack. Just jump off the side, he says. You feel a strong compulsion.
Jedi mind tricking you.
No, you don't, motherfucker.
You feel a strong compulsion to just jump off the side. It's fine. You'll swim your way to safety.
It's got a good point, though.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'll just swim my way to safety, I guess.
You're like, no, wait a minute.
Hold the fucking phone.
That's a good point, but hi.
All right, I will stab him again, but at like a 2 instead of a 5. Okay. Let's not fuck myself too much.
Hang on.
Jackson Belly wins the day. I don't know what's happening, and I'm stressed.
Being unconscious sucks.
Yeah. Sam and I just staring at each other across the room.
Yeah, you hit him.
Oh, yes!
Oh. Dealing a total of...
1 damage.
7
damage.
No, more than that. 8 damage.
He's now on 900. And 92.
He's had a bad day.
Yeah.
Homunculi dead. So many.
My cutlass has a critical of 18 to 20 as well, so like...
We didn't buy any oils or anything.
I have oil, but nothing to cast a flame with.
The guy had gunpowder that went missing. Millip Burfellow.
I wonder where he went.
I've still got a question mark. I've got hope, you know.
But Millip will just come up out of the being like, what happened?
Selena's dead.
Have a love potion.
And that'll make him love me.
Yeah.
Oh, I should have just gotten one of them and just poured it down his throat. You love me. I'm your fave. Jump off the edge.
Good. You'll swim. You'll be fine.
I will swim. I'll be fine.
Good idea. I'll just do it right now.
What? You got to ask what's he more holds powerful, his hand Griffin up, Lostora.
And a massive, like, an arctic burst of wind slams into you. Oh, wait, hang on. Does it?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. Sure does.
Hmm.
Oh no.
Oh shit, dice. Son.
Oh wow.
Shit.
What are you doing to me, Adam? Yeah, you fail.
What are you doing to me, Adam? With all this? That's like fucking 10 dice. I actually have no idea what my hit point is because I'm in my underwear.
Just try and seduce him.
I know you've got a griffin lost, but what if you had an Atticus lost? Is this just going to kill me outright?
It won't kill you outright.
What's going on? He's got mini dice and everything.
He's got tiny dice, big dice, dice that climbs on rocks.
What the fuck is this?
I'm spooked.
So many dice.
33 damage.
Holy shit. Oh,
that's a spooky adventure.
We're going to lose that one.
Remind me what...
Yeah, so this will be the third round.
Remind me what Die Hard does.
Die Hard? Oh, let's you stay conscious. -9.
Oh, yeah.
I was about to explain the plot of Die Hard.
Yeah.
Well,
he's
visiting his ex-wife.
He's in a building.
He's in a building.
The guy who plays Snape's a bad guy. Yeah. Oh, I'm fine. Oh. Stab again, add a 2. Come on.
Yeah, you get it?
Yes.
You're our saving grace right now.
Fuck.
I got this. Your boy, Atticus Bluebird. Exactly.
You slice downwards, and you cleanly separate his arm from his torso.
Yes.
He staggers backwards, and then raises his last hand.
Hey, if I cut off both his hands, no magic.
What?
Except maybe out of his mouth.
Bats.
That is how a gnome do it.
You will not kill me! He says with a shout that actually deals damage. He like blasts part of the ship away, like blows a clean chunk of it off.
I guess that answers that question. That mouth thing.
Yeah, I guess he could still use his mouth. He doesn't need his hands. Just means he's got to cut his mouth off. That's fine.
He's done.
Just chop off his mouth.
Lips. You can't talk without lips.
Yeah. Get the sewing kit out of my pocket just so it's shut.
So his mouth shut. Oh my god.
Oh, there's so many rolls.
So many fucking dice. I got 26. I've actually got more because I got the endurance.
20 damage.
Okay, well, Does that put me on 16 with my endurance?
4 hit points. Oh, total, I guess, if you want to call it. If you're counting the negatives,
yeah.
13. But when you go into negatives, you can only take one action around.
Okay.
Okay, that's your turn.
Stab again. Add a 2.
You hit him?
Yes.
Come on, die.
It wasn't even close. Okay. You stagger backwards, just you can't hear anything else. You step forward. He says something. You don't know what he said. It's possibly another spell, possibly like cursing you or something like that. It doesn't matter. It's the last words he says. Yes. With a sideways cut, you lop his head off. His head rolls around on the deck, and his mouth, like, finishes saying whatever it was as his body collapses.
Oh, my God.
Round four.
Yeah, I'm going to head down. I'm going to head down this...
That happened.
No, no, but I was going to anyway. Okay. This guy was helping me out the whole time.
Cheers, plus, man.
You got to, like...
Yeah, I also... The ship will crash if I don't.
That's actually just keeping steady.
Okay. I'm going to head down and...
All the homunculi are just like... Ichor. Yeah, they're all dead.
I'm like, well, it's just me on the ship now. Fuck!
Yeah, I'll run down to the bridge.
So, takes one round to get down there. So, yep. Five rounds. You fail to heal him on the first attempt.
Okay. Jeez.
You heal him on the second. Right. So you'd be on negative three.
I'd like
negative
to
seven, sorry.
Grab his body.
Wait, no, negative
bring
six.
It onto the deck. Grab Nathan's body. Bring it onto the deck.
What body am I just killed? Yeah. I was like, anyway.
Our man.
My griffin.
Our man had lots of potions.
You did? Yeah.
No.
Bat had heaps of potions.
Bat.
Well, I'll search people for potions.
And Millet Buffalo had loads of potions. Hmm.
The tear along the side of the ship.
Yeah, I forgot that was a thing.
That exposed the crew area, also exposed the cargo area. That, the money, the potions, any spare fucking harpoons, it's all at the bottom of the sea.
I'm sitting here, Mythe Gabe.
What do we got?
But has Bap got potions on him?
Like, no, none on him. If he had any healing potions, I reckon he would have dropped them.
So what's the plan? Can you search anywhere to try and get
Yeah, us? Like, I'd like to just search
well,
the place.
Well, if we rest for a bit, we wake
is
up.
That, does that work like that? If we just rest?
Yeah, you'll have to spoon feed them for, like, a couple days.
Will I be able to do that? Like, and not... Because I don't know how to steer the ship. I mean, I could give it a go.
You can just let the ship
it's
set
dirty,
here. Eventually
it?
It's going to, like... Because it's
land
losing altitude.
Yeah.
Eventually it's just going to set down.
Okay.
And then you'll be on a ship that has no sails.
In the middle of the ocean. With a griffin that you've pissed off.
I can just kill
unconscious,
the griffin.
But not
I
there.
Can just kill the griffin. I'd like to tie them up first. These two.
Yeah, okay, you can find enough rope for
yeah. Just tie them up, and then I'll just spoon feed them, and I'll just wait until they wake up.
Well, that happens eventually.
Hey!
What?
What happened?
Okay. I'm not dead, but I'm tied.
You know...
Wait,
Atticus?
No.
What?
This ship's gonna sink.
Oh no, it's got a hole.
Oh, you're right. Mm. Okay, so what are we doing? What are we doing,
yeah,
Jack?
Well,
what are you doing, Jack?
The Titanic hole in the side of the ship? Yeah, you're gonna sink.
Okay.
Is there any like...
there any way of getting my bearings as to where I am in the world?
You'll have to check the compass.
Can I? I'll go down and check the compass.
I'll send my ally to.
okay. Maybe Betsy could.
Yeah.
What
while
about the
I'm
ram?
Like, I've got them tied up on the deck. I'm gonna go up to there and just try and get a bearing of where I am in the world in relation to any land. Because that's my only hope, really, at this point.
Have a good gander.
With the
is there a crow's nest?
What languages do you know?
I know Gnomish. If that's the one.
Oh,
you're
okay,
after.
Cool. Yeah, the compass is written in Gnomish.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. So, you know which way is north and south and east and west.
Okay, that's it?
That's all the compass shows, the compass.
I thought there might be a map or a sex, something like that. Anyway, directions? Okay, all right.
Well, to be fair, you would have a map of...
Yeah,
world.
But
I'm
in the ocean.
So is there no land in sight?
So when we descend, no land in sight. This was built, I assume, with no escape vessels, because of course it was.
Why would it have escape vest? What, you're going to get into a longboat and then just hope you fall on something soft?
I know. All right, I'm going to just start searching the ship top to bottom for anything that might help me in my descent.
Into madness.
Into madness. That already happened, but I'm there.
Has a look?
Lows?
You find, like, nothing that you think could be useful. Nothing for repairing the ship or, like, making a new ship. If you wanted to, you could, like, start tearing what's left apart. Because the ship part itself, like, the balloon was made of mostly metal. Don't ask how that works.
Yeah.
But
I'm
the
not.
Ship part is, like, wood. So you could theoretically
try and patch the hole in the 2 days?
No. this thing's going now in 2 days. The best you could hope for is to make like a makeshift raft.
Big enough to put a griffin on?
No.
I think he just cut our losses with the griffin.
No!
We've lost the treasure.
How are
leave with our lives. Griffins?
Like, the ship probably won't capsize.
Okay.
It'll be a time.
I'll let us descend.
Okay.
I'm going to sit them up, and I'm just going to sit cross-legged and watch and wait.
So, eventually you realize you're going to have to separate the metal balloon part from the wooden ship and griffin.
Okay.
So you have to go along and, like, basically...
take out the rivets or whatever.
Yeah, the connecting parts, yeah.
We are conscious. Like, dude, do you need a hand?
Are we conscious?
No, not.
Are we not?
What's happened is it's rolled onto its side so that the undamaged side of the ship is up, facing up.
Okay.
And so you are, like, just lying on that. Cool. The griffin, for the most part, is keeping you buoyant.
Good.
So the most buoyant part is closest to the griffin. This, pleasantly enough, is the, like, side where the griffin's arm was, like, properly strapped. So
that's
the griffin
lucky.
Doesn't have much wriggle room.
The griffin wakes up like, fuck.
Highs or lows?
Highs?
Highs? Okay, cool. The griffin's head is above water.
Dang. Oh, no, good. It's alive. Did these two wake up?
Eventually, yeah, after days.
We'll see. So you can look around, and you can see the...
So, hey, okay, let's recap. So okay. We're not dead.
Everybody survived. Bap-Bap is dead.
Right.
Cut off his head.
Okay,
we are well maybe...
Okay, I'm tied up. Why?
Well, so... my plan is to find land eventually, deliver the griffin, okay, rake in the reward, and if you're not on board... I'll throw you in the sea.
I'm on board.
Excellent. Yeah.
All right.
I'm on board, Atticus.
I'll untie you.
Like, I mean...
Look, the good guys won. I got the griffin.
What about Tom?
He, you know, he had a good death.
And Selena?
You know.
She,
everyone passes.
Selena so Silverpine.
Do we fill in everyone on what happened?
Yeah.
So they were all cubs.
Everyone had their own fight.
I don't know if I feel any brilliant other than, yeah, I got the griffin in the end.
And I killed Papa.
It's kind of just your story.
I'm just exhausted.
Also, no food. Also, who
got
knows
some
where
rations,
we are.
I guess. Plus, if we want, I mean...
With bodies?
Body.
Yeah.
Homunculi.
I'll resort to cannibalism.
There's no homunculi.
Oh,
like,
yeah, true.
They would have washed
drink
away.
The eek.
Yeah, is it... So there's not... on the boat anywhere, there's no food, is there?
It would have washed all the way. It's all gone.
Here's a question.
Hey, we've got the fishing rod.
Hey,
I do.
Yeah, what happens with my... Like,
I got a fishing rod, I got a net.
Did you have that on you?
Sure,
it's on his back.
I certainly hit the fish hook on me. We could fashion something.
I think we'll be
plus,
okay, guys.
Guys, whole big mess of griffin to eat.
I was about to say, we have a delicious griffin, if worse comes to worst.
And a bottle of champagne.
Yes, I didn't use one of my 10 bottles of wine.
Surprise!
Congrats, Pop!
Here we are, the three of us, and a piece of driftwood.
And we'll drift.
Okay.
Until we find land or
so, seeing the three of you on the wreckage of an airship in the middle of the ocean... Strapped to a griffin.
Yep.
You pop a bottle of champagne.
We certainly do. We certainly do.
Fried snake. Eat that.
Yes. That's gone.
Snake.
That
snake.
Would have washed out.
Snake
when
fell
water.
Into the sea. I'm sorry.
Bit.
So did the ram. So nobody wins. Except I won because I caught the griffin.
What's going to happen next? Find out next week on D&D's for James.
If you think this show is worth at least $1, why not donate to our Patreon account? Follow the links on our website, sanspantsradio.com.